Hello, and welcome to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Brought to you by TalkTheaterInChicago.com. I'm your host, Dustin Moat. Now let's talk some theater news. There has been a change in the cast for Goodman Theater's production of Romance. Unfortunately, due to illness, John Mahoney will not be appearing as the judge in the Goodman Theater production. Romance is a part of the 7-week David Mamet Festival and will be the playwright's newest work. The play is a searing courtroom comedy that lampoons most of our sacred issues. John Mahoney will be replaced by Matt DeCaro. Chicago Shakespeare Theater announced an exciting addition to its spring season. CST will produce an American premiere of Hecuba, a new adaptation of Euripides' tragedy written by world-renowned playwright Frank McGinnis. Tony Award-winning director Patrick Mason will direct the play featuring Marsha Mason, no relation, in the Upstairs Theater at Chicago Shakespeare. The play runs April 26th through June 18th. Do not miss it. The Goodman Theater has announced its initial plans for the 2006-2007 season. It's a diverse lineup that unites emerging talents to celebrate the 20th anniversary of its Tony Award-winning artistic director, Robert Falls. The season launches in the Albert Theater with William Shakespeare's King Lear. Stacey Keach will play the title role. Then the Goodman will become the only theater in the country to produce each play in August Wilson's powerful 10-play cycle with the play Radio Golf, the final chapter in the late playwright's exploration of the 20th century African-American experience. And also director Frank Galati will bring the Chicago premiere of Oedipus Complex, his provocative riff on Sophocles and Freud. The Owens Theater season opens up with Vigils, Noah Hadel's newest work that was first seen in the Goodman's New Stages series. And Robert Falls will direct the world premiere of Frank's Home by former Goodman Associate Director Richard Nelson, a play about two of America's most influential architects, Frank Lloyd Wright and Louis Sullivan. And the 2006-2007 season would not be complete without the perennial holiday favorite, that's right, the Goodman's 29th annual production of Charles Dickens' classic, A Christmas Carol. So is it Theater R.E. or Theater E.R.? Alright, it isn't the most important question, but nonetheless, it is one that most artists are really split on. But which one is correct? Well, hop on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section, and there you're going to get a fascinating article on some explanations as to why we spell it the way we do. Again, that's Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Oh, and by the way, you can spell Talk Theater in Chicago with both an R-E and an E-R. So go ahead, check it out. And there are some rumors circulating around that the Royal George Theater is going to be getting a new Rat Pack review. Stay tuned to Talk Theater in Chicago for more information. The Remy Bumpo Theater Company has announced its 10th annual season. The company will be producing Gore Vidal's The Best Man, followed by Tom Stoppard's The Real Thing, and closing out with George Bernard Shaw's Mrs. Warren's Profession. The Remy Bumpo Theater Company performs at the Victory Gardens Theater. And I also need to mention that the Victory Gardens will be extending its production of Young Lady from Rwanda. The show is now going to be closing on March 12th. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change has only one more month to play here in Chicago. The longtime running play will be closing on March 26th at the Royal George Theater. Go see it before it's gone. Thank you for listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Remember, any information that you hear on this podcast can be found in full detail at TalkTheaterInChicago.com. Again, that's TalkTheaterInChicago.com.